Your daughter went into rehab. She was heavily addicted to drugs.
Yes.
An ex is called upon to rescue a pet.
Her mother said, either you take the dog or I'm sending it to the pound.
That dog means a lot to me.
Years later, she's back.
She came in and said, well, I'm going to take Molly. I said, you're not.
He tried grabbing the leash from Molly, and there's a little bit of scuffle because of the fact that he's trying to get to Molly.
I had to call the police.
You're all nuts.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Charles Green is suing his ex-roommate, Deanna Rebahan, for a loan, rent, the return of a dog, and an assault.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 543 on the calendar in the matter of Green versus Rebahan.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat.
Mr. Green, you and Ms.
Rebahan
had a relationship for how many years?
We dated for probably 2 to 3 years.
Did you remain friends after you dated?
Yes.
Just friends?
Just friends.
Not intimate friends?
No.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
And Ms. Rebahan, there came a time when you went into a rehab program. For what?
All substances. I just say everything.
Tell me when you went into rehab.
I went in January of 2015 into one, and then I ended up going for like 7 months to another. So that I ended up being done with treatment in it was March of 2017. Or 16.
And you have a child?
I have a child.
How old?
She's 3.
So that child was born either right before you went into rehab in 2000?
She was born before I went to treatment.
Was she born addicted to drugs?
She was born addicted to oxycodones.
Who took care of her?
My best friend, Christine. She was the foster mom.
And did she remain in foster care with your friend until you were released from rehab?
Yes.
Was she formally returned to you through the court, or did your friend just return her to you?
She returned her to me.
So she was not formally released to you from the court?
No.
Was she still under court jurisdiction?
Yes, I was not allowed to have her.
But your friend gave her to you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Where is she now?
She's with me. This was a long time ago. She's been with me for a year and a half.
Was she ever formally released to you by the court?
Yes, she was.
During what period of time did you live with Mr. Green?
I lived with him for 5 months. And that
from
was
when from, to when?
That was from September until February.
And he took you in after you were released from rehab?
No, that's not correct.
When did he take you in?
He took me in from September to February.
Well,
I went out of treatment years ago. Because I lost my apartment. We had cockroaches in this place I moved into, and he saved me from having to live there anymore. So I stayed with him until I got a new place, and that's what I did. It took me 5 months to find a new place to live.
How do you support yourself?
I clean houses. And I was a student at SEC, taking business management for hotel resort management at Spokane Community College.
Are you still under the jurisdiction of the family court?
I haven't been involved with family court for 2 years.
I'm not following your time frame. You said you first went into rehab in 2015.
Yeah.
And you were in rehab off and on, according to you, for years.
Yeah, for almost 2 years.
This is only beginning of 2018.
Okay, well,
And if you had your daughter back for 2 years, that would be 2000, minimally 16, which would...
My daughter's third birthday, I had her with me already. That is already a done deal. I've had her with
you,
me.
Just a second. Well, you just told me she was 3.
She's turning 4 next month. My daughter is. She'll be 4 next month.
I'm not following your time frame.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to get it right for you. My daughter, I was still involved with family court because they don't just give your daughter back to you. They work it slowly.
Just a second. I've worked in family court.
Okay, so I had her like for 6 months living with me before I was actually released with her to like legally just go wherever I wanted to. So I was working with them for over 2 years, almost 2 years, because she was born addicted and then I had gotten her back. My best friend gave her back to me, and then they came back and got her again, put her in a different foster home. That's where...
I knew we were going to get to a story.
That's exactly what it is.
I knew, just a second. I knew we were going to get to a story.
Yeah.
So what happened was you took your daughter back from your friend without family court approval. They found out about it, and they removed her from you again.
Immediately.
And this time placed her with somebody else, not your friend,
mm-mm,
because they couldn't trust your friend not to give her back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, all that happened within the last 2 years. Now, When was the last time you were in contact with a social worker from family court?
Since June of 2016. Sorry, 2017. I don't know the exact dates, but I know that I've had my daughter forever, and this is irrelevant to the case, but yeah, totally irrelevant and nothing to do with my daughter at all. This is kind of it's a dirty deed is what it is, and that's not cool, but...
Well, it has something to do with the case, because that's why Mr.
Dog.
Green...
It's not nothing
just
to do with my dog.
Just pay careful attention to me. Has to do with two things. Mr. Green says... actually, three things. Mr. Green says that you owe him for rent. I'm not so sure. Because he took you in, he knew you had no place to go. He knew you had no job. He knew you were a mess. He knew you had a three-year-old. I don't think that he expected initially you to pay him rent. Is that correct, Mr. Green?
That's right.
This has been a long time since this has happened. I don't understand why this is even brought up, but I don't understand why he's even a drug addict and losing my child. That's good. That's got nothing to do with the case whatsoever. But thank you. I see this is going to work out.
So I don't think that when she came to live with you, you expected rent.
Not for the first while, no. Because I wanted to give her a chance
Correct.
To get on her feet.
Correct. How much of a chance did you give her to get on her feet before you wanted her to pay you rent?
I have to say she lived 7 months, and I gave her the chance to 3 months.
Mr. Green, who do you live with?
Me, myself, and I.
Tell me what kind of premises you have.
I didn't hear
that. You have a one-bedroom, a two-bedroom, you live in a house?
Oh, I have a two-bedroom house.
Okay, and the defendant lived there with you for, according to you, 7 months, and you let her have the first few months without rent.
That's correct.
When did she first come to live with you?
It was mid-June.
June of what year?
Of 2017.
And she moved out in February?
The end of February, yes.
And tell me the circumstances surrounding her leaving.
She had finally found a place to stay, which was good because it was not very comfortable with what was going on there.
Well, you're going to tell me what was going on there.
What happened was it turned into not my house. It turned out like she made it to look like her house. My people that, my friends, my family did not come around anymore. It was just, it made the house non-livable because of the attitude.
For you.
Exactly.
It's your house. So when did you ask her to leave?
Back in October, November, I asked her, you need to find another place to live.
Okay, and she finally did in February.
Yes.
And the place you found to live was where?
I got a house over in the city.
Who lives there?
Me, my daughter, and my dog. Well, my son and my granddaughter are now, because this is my son's girlfriend, ex-girlfriend. She's living with Charlie now, and I'm taking care of her daughter. And my son stays there too, and he works nights. I take care of her daughter. She hasn't seen her in months. And she's been a part of my life since my son was 14, so she knows all about everything that's going on.
Who was your son living with?
My son's staying at my house. They were together.
Who
no
was
longer.
He?
Oh, he was living with Charlie as well. He was sorry.
When you were in rehab?
He was living with Charlie as well. When I left my dog with him, my son was living there as well. And then he got a girlfriend and he kicked everybody out and then he kept my dog. That's what we're here for.
We're forgetting about the rent business.
Yes.
I'm forgetting about the rent business. We're moving on to the dog. You say that when the defendant left, she took your dog and there was an altercation the
yes.
day she left. Do you want to tell me about that altercation and the dog?
The dog is registered and I'm the owner.
Okay? I'd like to see that.
This is from the Spokane County Animal Control. And it shows that I've been the owner since 2015, I believe, on there.
That's when I went to treatment.
Shh. The dog's name is Molly.
Yes.
And the dog has been with you since 2015.
Yep.
And that's about the same time that the defendant went into rehab.
Yes.
Okay, so before that, the dog lived with her.
Yes, it was.
And when she came out of rehab, she lived someplace else that had bugs and it was bad, and the dog still lived with you.
Yes, I got a call from her mother stating that if I wanted the dog, because if I didn't, she was going to get it, take it to the pound.
When did you get a call from her mother? Was that in 2015?
Yes.
This is her mother?
Yes.
Great. Stand. Your daughter went into rehab in 2015. She
yes.
was heavily addicted to drugs.
Yes.
Which messed up her brain.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, she had a dog.
Molly.
She left the dog with you.
Yes.
Pay careful attention. When she left the dog with you, did you have any other dogs?
Yes.
How many other dogs did you have?
One.
What kind of dog did you have?
A Dachshund.
And what kind of dog did your daughter have?
A pit bull.
She had a pit bull named Molly.
Uh-huh.
And you called Mr. Green.
Yes.
I want to hear what you said to Mr. Green, because what you said to him had to have resulted in him taking Molly.
Yes.
So he didn't come and steal Molly from you.
No.
Okay, your daughter, I don't want you to speak.
I'm sorry.
You know, I'm beginning to question the fact that you're taking care of two little children. I'm telling you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I'm not sure why you wanted to live with that kind of energy.
Compassion.
Your Honor, could I say one thing, if I may?
Do you think that your daughter has a problem?
Yes.
Me too.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Charles Green says, ex-roommate Deanna Rebahan owes for a loan, rent, a dog, and an assault. Deanna is countersuing for stolen property and a false arrest.
Okay. When you called him, you had been placed in charge of Molly.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
And you called Mr. Green and said what?
Molly had attacked my Dachshund.
And?
And I called Charlie up to let him know that I couldn't keep Molly.
And said what to him? Well, I mean, if he called me and said, I can't keep Molly, I would say, what does that have to do with me? You can't meet. Well, that's a. So you
yes,
called him
I would
and
have
said,
had to have. Yes, I would have had to put her somewhere else.
Where else?
Probably
put her in boarding school?
No, probably a rescue.
A shelter?
Yes.
Where someone would have adopted her. Where
yes.
someone would have adopted her.
Yes.
And he said, no, I'll take her.
Yes.
Fine. Then the dog is his. You have to understand, you left your mother in charge of the dog.
You're
your
right.
mother was going to, listen to me very carefully. Your mother was going to put the dog in a shelter in the hopes of instead of euthanizing the dog, someone would have adopted her.
My dog's it's almost a, dead.
Listen,
it's
listen
like
to me.
14 years old.
Listen to me carefully.
Okay.
The dog belongs
okay.
to Mr. Green.
Mr. Green.
Now, you left in February. She's had the dog since February?
What happened at the end of February, there was an incident at my house that she was moving out. She came in and said, well, I'm going to take Molly. I said, no, you're not.
Your mom gave me the dog.
Yeah, I mean, and I've licensed it and took care of it.
I love it.
So there was an incident that she got physically, and I had to call the police for a domestic violence call.
How physical?
Physical?
What kind of physical?
Well, she threw Molly's water dish at me. She threw a bottle of Gatorade at me. She also came by and tried to hit me. She poured a whole brand new deal of maple syrup on my kitchen floor and then went out the door with Molly and got to her car and then pulled out some mace and tried to spray me with that, and then she took off.
Where was her three-year-old all during this time?
The child is outside in the car.
He doesn't know, but
during this incident, when you were arguing with Mr. Green over Molly,
yes,
where was your daughter?
My daughter was with her daddy, and her daddy was sitting out in his car with his roommate. That he's got a roommate. They were
just
both outside, and so
your
my daughter was sleeping in the car.
Your daughter
was sleeping in the car. We were in the house talking. We were in
your
the house
daughter?
Arguing. We weren't outside.
Your daughter was with her father.
Her father, yes.
Outside in the car.
In the car, mm-hmm. Talking to, he was standing outside the car talking.
Listen to me carefully, Mr. Green. I'm going to try to be as plain spoken as I can. I don't know what the hold is, but I know that it would be difficult to live with that kind of energy. So I'm not sure why you wanted to live with that kind of energy. I'm not sure.
Compassion.
Okay.
Well, I saw words they were living before.
Okay.
Your Honor, could I say one thing, if I may?
Sure.
It was till Deanna could get him. I just wanted to say that, till Deanna could get her back. That's all
listen,
I need to say.
Listen.
Thank you for watching the dog.
You've got a couple of things to think about. Do you think that your daughter has a problem?
Yes.
Me too.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
she's not going to leave you alone if you have this dog. And I wouldn't want that energy around me if I were normal. Now, I'm not so sure you're normal.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Charles Green claims ex-roommate Deanna Rebehan moved out owing for rent and a loan. He's also suing for the return of a dog and an assault.
Now, if I were you and I was smart, Mr. Green, what I would do is say, I don't want the dog. I don't want any connection to her. Do you understand? Now, if you maintain a connection with her for any reason, I don't know who this waif is. Does she live with you?
She's living with Mary now, but we are just friends.
Listen to me. Compassion is one thing, stupidity is another. Do you understand?
Yep.
I don't know what your drill is. I don't know what your thing is. I would forget about the dog because I would cut any tie with her, because if I say to you, and I actually believe that legally the dog is yours, she's not going to leave you alone. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
She's not going to leave you alone if you have this dog. And I wouldn't want that energy around me if I were normal. Now, I'm not so sure you're normal. I'm speaking seriously, and it's not fun. I'm not sure you're normal, because I couldn't live with that energy, because I'm not so sure about that energy right now. Having long experience, I'm not so sure about energy. And I don't know who this waif is that's looking at me with blue eyes. I have no idea who she is. I know she's a person who has a child, right? That doesn't live with you. No. That lives with her.
Because it's kind of the same thing with the dog is happening to my child right now.
Ugh.
Oh, my God.
You're all nuts. Okay, so she doesn't owe you any rent. I think that it's wise. If you want me to give you an order that you can go and retrieve Molly, I will do that. But that ties you to her, because she's going to get erratic one day and come to your house and break a window or break a door. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
So I think that it would be stupid for you to go and get the dog. So you have to tell me, Mr. Green, what you want.
She's man's best friend, and that dog means a lot to me.
I'll give you an order to go get her. Do you want me to give you an order so you can get the dog back?
I want the dog back.
I'm going to give you an order. You want to go and get it? Go and get it with a marshal. The dog belongs to you. Now, the next part of your case has to do with an assault, and that's the assault where she threw a dog dish at you, and she went to hit you. You filed a police report.
Yes, I did.
And I'd like to see a copy of that.
Well, that's a difficult deal.
Okay, so that you don't have a copy of the police report.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Now, you have a counterclaim. And your counterclaim is for false arrest. So I want you to tell me what happened on the day that you were at the house retrieving Molly.
I was moving out of his house, and I said, I'm going to leave Molly here for a few days until I get settled in the house. And he goes, we got to talk about that. And I'm like, well, there's nothing to talk about.
I just want you to tell me.
He chased me out of the house, and I said, well, I'm just going to take her now if you're not going to give her in a couple days. I had all my stuff was still inside. He freaked out, threw a fit. I can never go back there because of what he did. And so
To tell me what you did.
I didn't do anything except try grabbing Molly. And I had groceries in my hand, had a bunch of food from the refrigerator. He tried grabbing the leash from Molly. And there's a little bit of scuffle because of the fact that he's trying to get Molly. And I grabbed the groceries, fell. Maybe that's where the syrup must have come. And I don't know. I didn't see syrup because I was on my way out the door, my tunnels to the door. Got in the car. And as I'm going in the car, he come up to the hood and did that to me, and I backed up and left. And that was a simple thing. Then I later on, like 9 days later, cops come to my house, and they tell me I have to go to court for a domestic violence.
Okay.
So I went to court, and they dismissed it because it was ridiculous.
Just a second. Did you have a trial?
No, I've not heard from the police since.
Did you ever go to court?
No.
Did you go to court?
Yes, I did.
Yes. And you got a dismissal. He wasn't there.
It's prosecutorial discretion.
You got... Okay, very good.
Well,
your counterclaim is dismissed.
He wasn't there because there's no court.
This case is resolved in the following way. I am preparing an order that allows you to go and get Molly. Execute it within 5 days.
My son's dog. After I've had since she's a puppy.
5 days.
Really?
Do you understand?
My family's dog. Yes. She's 14. We've had her for 14 freaking years. She's almost
Thank
dead.
You.
You're
going
to give my dog to him?
Please are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Okay, Judge Judy conned me into freaking coming here thinking that I was gonna get my dog.
I'd do anything for that dog.
Everything's gonna be fine and I get jacked up by everybody. That's what happened.
I wish them the best of luck.